You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Gonna treat your ears to some upbeat, up-tempo, catchy pop rock songs, because that's what the show's all about. We're gonna get started with something from KT Tunstall, a Scottish songstress. KT Tunstall is actually Kate Victoria Tunstall. I don't know where the T comes from, right? You would think KV Tunstall, but KT Tunstall. And off a record called Tiger Suit, we're going to hear a track called Madame Trudeau. Seems appropriate for Canada. Yeah. Here we go. Madame Trudeau, KT Tunstall, here on Ear Candy.
Shimmy down and bail out the side room of your hotel. Your dear diary didn't know you so well. What real grandeur had your weekends to shout about? Seems you had a way out. Yes, you had a way out. Exotic, embryonic new world. There's a reflection of the goddess adulteress in your pearl. Go on, be honest, what's been the best time of your life? And I blow my brain, I blow it out the window. The little thing was I was acting strange and thinking like a
devil.
I'm getting close to reinventing me, yeah. Zeroing my levels. I get the feeling that it will not be at all or any better. Pour de vrai.
And that was Hook Bleu from Mon Doux Seigneur. Off a record, I believe, that's called Mon Doux Seigneur. Hook Bleu as opposed to a green hook or a red hook or a left hook or a right hook. Going deep into the boxing little things. Before that, we heard Mother, Mother, as in Mother, Mother, May I. We heard All Gone from a record called The Sticks. Yeah, people live in the sticks. They like it. Rural people. Don't know if any of our listeners out in getting the station in the sticks, but you can through the World Wide Web. We certainly hope that we can pick up the sticks. Excuse that bad pun. And we started that set off with a track from Kate Victoria Tunstall, better known as KT Tunstall, and a track called Madame Trudeau. And she's using that evergreen Bow Diddley rhythm in that track. And has nothing to do with Sophie Gregoire Trudeau. No. Zero. The record came out long before they arrived in the public consciousness. Long before. But, you know, how many other songs were written with the, you know, Madame Trudeau? It just seems highly coincidental, does it not? Maybe it was inspired by Justin Trudeau's mom. Because there was a time when the public eye was scrutinizing her a little too closely. And she had a few adventures, rock star adventures, etc. Perhaps. Maybe. Total idle speculation. Off a record called Tiger Suit. Do you like songs with whistling in them? I have to admit, I've always been partial to that from when I was a little kid, even. Songs that had some whistling in them. I'm trying to think of some songs that had whistling in them when I was a little kid in the early 60s. I'm not sure I can come up with one off the top of my head. But the song we're going to play next is a track called Vienna by Billy Joel off of his best record. I don't think anyone would debate what his best record is. He had lots of good records, but maybe only one out-and-out great record. It was called The Stranger, and he was down to his last knocks, if you will. He'd had a record contract and a couple of records, and he had a hit called The Piano Man, a big hit. My daughter calls it White People Rock, but that wasn't enough to satisfy the record company. His albums kept stiffing, so down to his last record. So this is one from The Stranger from Billy Joel here on Ear Candy. Get ready for some whistling.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Oh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Oh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Crime wave, I
Is a mystery to unwind by Grant Lee Phillips off of his record called Mobilize. Yeah, when your heart is in the trenches, when your mind is in the trenches, your heart has to mobilize. I think that's the chorus of the title track of that record, but not the song you heard. It was Love is a Mystery to Unwind. And before that, we heard a track from Wings. Before it was even Paul McCartney and Wings. He threw the band together and just basically wrote some songs on the spot, threw them in a studio, and all the band members kind of had their hands on the faders and the sliders as they mixed the record, and they said, there it is, Wings Wildlife, and it's been a totally overlooked record. Not that it's a great record, but there are some gems on it, and I think Tomorrow is one of them. And before that, we started off with Vienna, and I gave you this whole wind-up about whistling in a song, and then played a song without the whistling, because I had mistaken the song. I was thinking of the title track to the album, The Stranger, which is the one with the multi-parts and having the whistling. So we'll have to play that on a subsequent episode. That there one was Vienna. But there is a story about this song, too, in that Billy Joel's father was living in Vienna, and I think just before The Stranger was due to come out or whatever, he went and visited his father. They were estranged, the family, as so many families seem to be, had split up, and he saw a lady in the street doing menial work, sweeping the street or whatever, and she seemed so happy, and everyone was pleasant to her, and Billy Joel was talking to his father and really kind of looking down his nose at this, and his father was saying, you know, everyone here is respected, they do what they can, and so forth, and I think Billy Joel started to realize, you know, like, everyone's important, everyone's got their little niche and role, and that your happiness meter in life isn't dependent on your bankroll necessarily. There are a lot of things that go into that formula. Because I'm sure there's a happiness formula. I just have to look it up. I think there's a textbook, Happiness Equals EMC Squared, something like that, like something very precise and scientific. I think Einstein cracked the code. Maybe not. But you know what I'm saying, don't you? I think you do. All right, we're going to hear a track from Oh Susanna off of her record A Girl in Teen City, which is a pain. Pain? Is that how you say it? P-A-E-N? Did I pronounce that word correctly? I'm not sure. To her rebellious days as a youth in the city of her youth, Vancouver, the city that was. And like all cities, if you're much older, they've completely morphed and changed. Well, I shouldn't say all cities, but certainly large cities can completely change on you, for sure, and Vancouver would be one of them. Anyway, she wrote this song cycle about her youth and the things that she was up to, and my favorite track off of this particular record is one called The Dark Room at the School, where her and her special friend are getting up to, well, normally they say a picture's worth a thousand words. In this case, maybe a song's worth a thousand pictures. Probably not. It's probably the reverse, but we're going to play it anyway. The Dark Room at the School, Oh Susanna, from A Girl in Teen City, here on Ear Candy.
Under the muted crimson glow, our exposure time just so among the hanging photographs and images in plastic bags. We push the f-stop up a half in the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school. The dark room at the school. You were my love, I was your fool. In the dark room at the school. In the dark room. In the dark room. The dark room. Placed on the paper one by one. A flash of artificial sun. In the dark room at the school. And as we lie upon the floor, a sudden knock upon the door. So we zip up our jeans once more. In the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school. Dark room at the school. You were my love, I was your fool. In the dark room at the school. In the dark room. In the dark room. The dark room at the school. Yes, in the dark room. In the dark room.
Yes, that is the Wheelbarrow Man from Julian Cope off of his record 20 Mothers. Here on Ear Candy, I'm Mark O'Connor. And in the summertime, I can be a wheelbarrow man. Yeah, I can be a wheelbarrow man if I could just pronounce the word. You know, out there fixing up the grass and showing off my beer belly, that kind of stuff, sexy stuff. Before that, we heard Creature in the Sun from Partner off of their record In Search of Lost Time. We're all in search of our lost time, in search of our wasted time, and we'll never find it. I could tell them, I should call them up and say, don't worry about it. It's gone. You'll never find it. And we started the whole set off with The Dark Room at the School. Yeah, sitting that F-stop up high, the F-stop. Mm-hmm. From Oh Susanna off of Teen City. A Girl in Teen City, I think is the full name of it. Indeed. And, yes, okay. Well, I should say The Wheelbarrow Man. I want to go back to that just for a sec, just because the name of the song reminds me a little bit of The Lawnmower Man, which is a Stephen King short story, one that I found totally unremarkable, probably because I didn't understand it, but also because it isn't one of his better works. But it spawned, like, I don't know how many movies, which I think bear an even fainter resemblance to the original short story. And I have no idea why the movies keep on coming, but The Lawnmower Man, I guess, is someone who you should watch out for. The Wheelbarrow Man might be someone that you could, you know, use to your advantage. Actually, that song from 20 Mothers by Julian Cope was about his reconciliation with his brother and how they finally just kind of buried the hatchet because they had a wheelbarrow and a shovel, just saying. And he didn't want to screw it up. They didn't agree with each other in their philosophies and life and their lifestyles and the choices that they made. But they just found the common ground of having grown up together and being brothers, and then, you know, stay away from the areas that, you know, are going to lead to fights, and you know, next thing you know, you're not going to be friends with your brother anymore. That's what that song's actually about, for the bizarreness of the name and title of the song. Well, we're getting late in the program. This is when I start to go, oh, sad, going to lose my time with you again. But, you know, we still have some time left, 3 or 4 songs worth of time left, so not inconsiderable for sure here on the airwaves. So let's get started with something from Ginger. Now, Ginger is a band, a short-lived band. I think they did an EP and a full LP. We're going to hear a song from their full LP called Suddenly I Came to My Senses, and this was the remnants of a Canadian iconic band, the Grapes of Wrath, who many years later patched things up and started doing the oldies circuit, if you will. But at the time, they were kind of at the height of their fame, but one of the key members wasn't getting along with the others and left, and the band didn't have the right to use the name without him, so they created a new band called Ginger. So this is what they are. We hear a track called Sunday Morning Blues, and the record again was Suddenly I Came to My Senses. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and let's get going with it. Sunday Morning Blues. You ever suffer from those? I hope not.
Well, I never thought I'd go to hell, but I'm going to hell. Standing in line, Sunday Morning Blues, waiting for the man to give my faith a little boost. When I talk to you, when I hear your voice, it puts me back in line again. Standing in line, Sunday Morning Blues, waiting for the man to give my faith a little boost. I need you to hurry, I'm not too late. See the pressure on my face, it's much too great.
Thank you. told me once I have a rebel heart. I don't know if that's true, but I believe you saw something in me that lives inside you too. Now all I hear is the wind. There's a storm coming through. Did I misplace or forsake my love now that I gave it? Me wanna shatter it.
is called Rebel Heart from the First Aid Kit. I know I say it's up-tempo, upbeat pop rock songs. Every now and then, one that is a little more downbeat seems to sneak on the show. And the lovely sisters from Sweden, the First Aid Kit, I guess have snuck one on. We'll just call it that. Again, from their album Ruins, that was Rebel Heart. Before that, we heard Nameless, Faceless from Courtney Barnett. And that's off of her record, Tell Me How You Really Feel. There's a upfront kind of title for you. And maybe she's saying, this is what the album's going to be. I'm going to tell you how I really feel. A little more awkward and long title, but maybe that's what she means. And we started off with Sunday Morning Blues from Ginger off of their record, Suddenly I Came to My Senses. And if you like great pop records, you'll love that record. It's probably hard to find. So comb your used record stores and look on Kijiji and wherever, eBay, wherever, and you can find it. Suddenly I Came to My Senses from Ginger. Time to give you one last shot, and we'll say adieu for another week. And this is going to be called Tell Me What You Want by the Pajama Club off of their record called Pajama Club. This is really Neil Finn and his wife, Sharon Finn. Sharon on the bass, Neil on the drums, and they added some other partners to help fill out some other sounds. Of course, Neil's a guitar player with Crowded House, so he could do the guitar parts himself. Very groove-oriented record, and I think it really revitalized Neil Finn's songwriting. So, yeah, I think you're going to like this one. Tell Me What You Want. Now, next week, we're going to do it all over again. Same place, same time. Yeah, we're going to find each other for sure. Absolutely. Tell Me What You Want. Pajama Club, Under Your Candy. Bye-bye.
Every time I have to ask, it takes the rest.